You are listening to The Shamble Show. I'm Shari Teigman, your host. I am an instigator, innovator, and creator, and I'm here to take you from dreaming to doing, theory to reality, and I'm hell-bent on moving you out of the gray areas of your life and business into the multicolored possibility. I'm that small and mighty trigger and that edge that's missing for you. So if you're looking to find your purpose, unleash your inner maverick, and create some magic, you have landed in the right show. Let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of The Shamble Show. Today's going to be a different one for me because of a conversation that I had this week. And the conversation led to a lot of self-exploration for me, which really kind of birthed this not only episode, but the shift in the way that I want to be doing the podcast in general. And it's ironic because through this shift is what the episode topic came about. So there's a very big distinction between leading your own growth and allowing growth and change to happen to you. And I know that it sounds like it's just semantics. And I also know that there is a time for pushing and targeting and putting your intention out and creating what you want. And then there's also a time for more active surrender of allowing things to unfold. Now, I, over the past bunch of years, have been awesome at the first and pretty shitty at the second. And I didn't even realize I was doing it, which is exactly why I wanted to record this show today. When we decide that we want more for our life, for our business, for our relationships, just for ourselves in general, we can come at it like an eager kid excited to do a new puzzle, learn a new game, which is really key and needed. We need that surge of energy and adrenaline to be able to push ourselves outside of our comfort zone, to understand that we have to unbelieve a lot of what we do in order to create something new in our life, and that we really need to find the momentum to not stay on autopilot continuing what isn't working. So I am not knocking that at all, of course. But there also reaches a time where we start to think we're the ones in control of the change and the expansion. And that's where it gets messy. And ironically, that actually makes the expansion not possible. So we can move into tricking ourselves to thinking we're growing where we're not, focusing only on areas where we feel ready enough to grow, and kind of ignoring the ones that we need to expand in the most. That's where I come in. This is going to be a vulnerable one for me, which I plan on doing more and more. I realize that over the past 5 years of having this show in different incarnations, I haven't really been very vulnerable. As vulnerable as I am with my audience, a lot of my stuff I've kept inside. And there are a few reasons for them, and I don't need to necessarily go into all of them, but I'm bringing it up now, not because this needs to be a tell-all episode, but because I want you to start to recognize your own patterns in this like I just recognized. I teach this stuff and I was missing it. There are levels of vulnerability, and Brené Brown talks to this as well, where we wait until there's a scab on top of something before we heal it. And then there's the scab and then we can share it instead of trying to either heal our stuff through other people's reactions, air dirty laundry because it's sensationalism. That's not what I'm talking about here at all. But we only know how to do what we know how to do. And what is out of our realm many times is out of our line of vision. So it's not as though anyone, self included, is on purpose categorically ignoring areas that we don't want to face. We just don't maybe know that they're there. We may subconsciously not be ready to look at them. We may feel really so good about the growth that we have created that we want to stay there and feel good about it for a bit. And I think that's all awesome. And there's a level where we then want to go to the next step for ourselves. And we can't always see that. And for some people, this happens at the beginning of the journey. For other people, it happens further down the line. It's not a time thing. It's a readiness thing. There's some people who move very quickly through things that held them back. And other people take a really long time. And it's all okay. But if you can't see where you're stopping yourself, then you obviously can't manually remove yourself from a box you didn't know that you were in. So the conversation came up with me for this week, where I was speaking to someone who I met recently who is really, I gotta say this with love for myself, really testing my own boundaries with myself. And this has nothing to do with the person, actually, although I don't believe people come into our lives accidentally. The person popped up into my life for a variety of reasons, and one of the reasons is that I'm ready to face some of the stuff that I haven't. So not being great at receiving, not being great at taking a turn in vulnerability, being able to navigate my own response to someone else's behavior. And this comes up for me a lot, and I know it comes up for a lot of my clients. So it's not like the topic is new, but sometimes we meet up against either an experience, a mentor, a friend, a relationship, even just a one-time interaction that really pops the box open from our own internal story that we say of, I'm not sure if that's actually still true. Is that true? Is that true for now? Is it still true? And when we come up against that, we have a couple of choices. Both are fine. You can carry on and say, I'm not ready for that. Even if that saying that means that's the wrong person, it's their fault, et cetera, et cetera. You may not flat out say, I'm not ready, but you may push it away for a variety of reasons. Or say, I'm kind of really ready to get uncomfortable. And for the first time, I think in my life, on certain categories, I think I'm ready to get uncomfortable because it keeps coming up for me. So this came through listening to somebody's new podcast and realizing that I don't speak like that on mine. And this is not to compare myself to this person, but to witness a level of vulnerability in somebody else can either inspire you to do that for yourself, obviously inspire you to be in awe of someone, which is always beautiful, and someone's creative expression. And a lot of times I just, you know, I don't have a competitive bone in my body. I sure wish I did. So it's never, I want my podcast to be good like that. It's nothing to do with that. It lit a fire in me of, I don't use my platform in the way that I would really like to. And the reason for that is, because over the past 12 years, I've been through my own unearthing of myself, and vulnerability is sometimes really hard for me because it has made me unsafe in the past. When people knew my deepest, darkest secrets, they used them against me. When people knew how open I was to helping, I've experienced people taking advantage of that. So it's not surprising that I don't get on this microphone and just start talking about everything and anything. And some people are more comfortable than others with that in general, regardless of the backstory. I also have two teenage boys, well, young men, adult boys, and I need to be really respectful of the fact of what I share because it's a representation of them as well. I have previous relationships in my life. I have an ex-husband. I have other people's stories that will be told inadvertently along the way when I tell my story. And I try to be really mindful, and I'm not always great at it, to be careful that my story stays my story and the elements and characters in the story are not also getting told when maybe I don't have those people's permission, or maybe it's not mine to tell of theirs. So this has been a dance that I've actually stepped too far away from the line, I feel, and it's one that I'm going to start moving forward. I grew up in a way different than I am now, and a lot of people in my old life don't know that about me. There's a lot of what can sometimes feel as a dual life, and I think I've gotten so used to it that I don't realize that's how I've been operating. So while the tone is not going to change, the content's not going to change, there will be a different me showing up on here. Now, in that vulnerability, what I felt with this specific scenario, it opens up the idea of this leading the change that we want, and also the active surrender of allowing the right people, places, experience, and things to open us up, to put in front of us the things that we need to work on in a subtle, soft, maybe sometimes a little sharp way of those sliding door moments to say, I can in this scenario react how I have in the past. I know that I'm limiting my own results, and I can speak for myself in my business because of the vantage point of who I've seen myself to be. I hired certain mentors that would feed or fit into that story. I allowed certain people to give me advice that maybe internally my gut intuition knew wasn't the right advice for me, but felt like the next bump up a little bit that I wasn't really testing myself, I was allowing a little help in. I was allowing a little expansion. And I'm happy that I was able to allow a little, because big moves are harder for me. They're not my natural MO. I am not this adventurous soul, despite how mavericky I am. I crave a lot of safety and security. So when things come up against me that really test that, my very stubborn New York ass pushes back and I make it that I'm not wired for that, or that's not right for me, or you're trying to put me in a box. Now, that doesn't mean that that is not true, but what can also be true is maybe it was a bit too far out for me to test, or maybe I stayed in circumstances, relationships, and conversations that got old and moldy for me because it was one that I knew I could navigate. It was maybe even one I knew I could control. And that's really uncomfortable for me to not only say to myself, but to now say to the public. But I know that I'm not the only one. And I know that this is really something a lot of us don't understand, because it's very hard to use that lens on ourselves to say, what is the vantage point that I'm making my decisions from, that I'm building business partnerships with, of the kind of people that you're dating, of the kind of conversations you're having with friends, even how you're raising your kids, even how you spend your money, how you eat your food, how you use your body. Where is the limitation coming from? What is your real goal? What is the perceived goal? And what space are you playing in that just isn't big enough for you anymore? So in this scenario, and this person came into my life, it's pretty much tested a lot for me. And again, it's nothing against the person, and the person probably wouldn't even realize. But, you know, people get brought into our lives when we have enough space to leave for possibility the fact that maybe, just maybe, we don't know the exact road we're supposed to go on. And maybe, just maybe, we are not the ones who get to decide how this kind of rolls and go. And I don't know that I would have been ready for it before now. And I know that I'm ready for it now. So this isn't to beat myself up that I wasted time and I could have done this so much better and I should scrap what I've done before because my early videos were crappy. My early podcasts don't even sound like me. It's all the evolution of who we are as a person. You look at like the greatest successes, go back and watch their early stuff. They weren't themselves that we see them now either. But this is really, I guess, a call to arms for us to say that instead of using that adrenaline push to create the change and growth you want in your life, also start to understand what active surrender would look like for you. What if you were not perfectly crafting the next 10 steps? What if you were open to challenging yourself by allowing people who maybe do piss you off a little bit into your life, maybe don't fit into the exact mode of who you thought you'd pick as a partner, what you thought you would participate in a mastermind, who you would hire as a mentor. I want you to go to the spaces of discomfort and see who fits into those molds and spend more time in conversation with those people. I'm not saying put yourself at risk, and I'm certainly not saying choose the wrong people, but I know I'm not the only one who carefully crafted the wrong people into my life on so many levels, so many times. So what I'm noticing is now that I've let go of the grip of control a bit and I can be more playful in the approach of what is this here to teach me and what lesson can I learn from this quote unquote good or bad experience person relationship, because it's not about that. It's there to teach us something. First of all, the charge of how long it lasts and the judgment goes away, which is always a nice side benefit. But we also get to learn and test the parts of ourselves that are really calling for the change. The growth and change are not coming from the small you who wants to just move forward two steps on the game board. The call to arms and the call to growth is from a much bigger place, but it knows that it can only give it to you in drip size, bite size pieces, because you won't bite otherwise. You won't know where to put it. It won't feel internally led. And the only way we can actually get to this more active surrender is if you start to run out of that initial beginner's mind excitement of adrenaline. So I want you to really be mindful of where your energy is coming from when you're pushing to the next level of growth in your mind, body, spirit, business, relationships, any area is really, where am I being driven from and why am I forcing, why am I repeating the same thing again and again? I saw a really funny meme, which wasn't so funny, but that's why it was funny, of saying, I don't always choose the same experiences. And it had three soda bottles lined up and it was all variations on like a ginger ale, 7-Up and Sprite or whatever, which for those of you who don't know American sodas, basically the same soda with different packaging from different companies. And, you know, many of us like to tell the victim story of, well, all of these people do this to me, or I always, or I never. We create our own realities. We bring the people to our lives where we're allowed to do it. So if you see patterns repeating, it is not everyone else from the outside. You've called to them energetically to come play a role in your life, in your business, in your finances, in your family, in your self-worth, to mirror back to you what you're really believing and what you're feeling you are ready for and allowed to have. So I want you to take a look at what you're creating around you that's fortifying beliefs that you don't want to be having anymore. Because as soon as you start changing the beliefs, as soon as you start asking the universe, God, yourself, higher self, whatever you want to call it, for a different experience and really committing to the fact that you are going to change what's going on, I can promise you that the people in your life will change. Either the people who are currently in there will start to behave differently in reaction to you, and or the actual people will change. People who you never would have given credence to before will suddenly have a voice in your life. Questions you may not have been willing to ask yourself earlier may be the only ones you want to talk about now. Sitting in the most uncomfortable places, like being vulnerable on a podcast, opening your heart in a different way, allowing someone to see you for something that you haven't been seen for, is actually what you're going to start craving. But there's no shortcut to that. It has to start from you being willing to stop telling yourself a bullshit story, so that even in your growth, you're not controlled anymore. Growth is not meant to be controlled. It's supposed to be this wild, primal, excited, unleashed sort of experience. And it takes time to get to that point. And I can proudly say that it's taken me about 11 years. I think I'm ready for the next bump up, and I'm experiencing it right now. So I want to leave you with that, to see where you're playing small, where you're gripping control, where you're telling yourself stories that part of you knows is not true. And if you're not ready to open them up, that's cool too. If you're ready to just be comfortable with being uncomfortable and starting to notice and maybe keeping yourself a running tally of where you want to stop doing what you're doing on repeat, that sometimes is the best action step you can take, and it moves mountains even without you changing much yet. I hope that this was helpful. I'd love to hear your feedback. And I'm going to say it felt really good to be the real me on here. Have a great day. Thanks for tuning in for another episode of The Shamble Show. Shari rambles, get it? Make sure to visit our website, shariteigman.com, where you can learn more about Shari, the work that she does, and move forward on your inner maverick journey. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the show in iTunes or Spotify so you'll never miss another episode. While you're at it, if you found value in the show, we'd appreciate a rating or review. It helps us find more mavericks like you. See you in the next episode.